If you're not familiar with cover crops, basically they are plants grown for the main purpose of soil improvement. Make soil better. And I know 10 years ago I told somebody that and they said, why in the world would anybody spend money on a crop they don't harvest? And this cover crop revolution thing is gaining a lot of momentum because people are seeing results. When you take solar energy and that's converted into sugar in that plant, and that energy is transferred to the root system, to the soil microbes, all of a sudden your soil changes. It becomes drought resistant. It becomes more fertile. Nutrients get unlocked from rock particles and the soil minerals, and you just create better soil. And if you've never seen the difference between good soil and bad soil, give me a call and we'll talk cover crops and how you can change that bad soil into good soil. It really is amazing.
Well, it sounds like you have a great solution. You're on to some things. I know you know some of the other, let's say, regenerative big farmers like Gabe Brown. And today we saw, you know, the folks from the potato farmers from Southern Colorado, Rocky Farm, implementing a lot of these theories that you're doing. And it seems like they're working, and I think it's just tried and true and proven it to some of these farmers that, you know, stuck in their ways. That
little
this
resistant,
is,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I hear it a lot. Oh, it won't work around here because it's too dry. It's too wet. It's too cold. There's an excuse everywhere. But plants need sunlight. Plants need moisture. Plants need nutrients. That's universal. And when you fix the soil, that soil supplies more moisture. If you have a problem soil, you can fix it with plants. And once you change a problem soil into a productive soil, farming becomes a lot easier. And I don't care if you're growing corn, you're growing sugar beets, you're growing livestock, or you're growing cannabis, better soil makes your life easier. So we're in the business of producing better soil.
Now, I see that you have a book that's coming out, and the Drought Resilient Farm. You know, tell us about your book.
Well, I've had these ideas. When I grew up in southeast Kansas. We get 40 inches of rain a year, and it sounds like it would be the Garden of Eden, and let me assure you, it's not. We're on clay so tight that, I'm not exaggerating here, this is no hyperbole. The infiltration rates, it takes 2 full days, 48 hours, for an inch of rain to soak into the subsoil down there.
Wow.
So most of that 40 inches just runs off. And every year I'd watch our crops just burn up the first time we got a week without rain. And so I kind of made it my life goal as a kid. I want to fix soil and make it drought tolerant. Because it doesn't seem like we'd have a drought in 40-inch rainfall. We had a drought every year. I mean, if we went 10 days without rain, we were in trouble. It's because we had horrible soil. So my book is really kind of the capstone of my exploration of how to make a soil drought resilient, and how, and it's partly about fixing soil to make it make water go in the soil, infiltrate better, to improve the water holding capacity of the soil, and to make plants have deeper roots and more efficient roots to extract moisture out of the soil. And then it talks about providing livestock water and livestock feed in a drought. And then I get into some futuristic things, like maybe we should change our practices. And this really fits out here in the semi-arid areas of eastern Colorado. Maybe the way we're farming out here isn't very well suited to the land. I think we're starting to realize that, but gives us a little direction on where to go in these semi-arid areas.
So are you saying that now you're building all this great healthy soil, roots are going deep? You know, I know climate change is one of the biggest buzzwords right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sequestering any carbon in this process?
Absolutely. When I went to college, I was told that you cannot raise your soil organic matter. At best, if you do a good job, you can maintain it. That's not it. And I'm not sure where that idea came from, but I did see a research study, and it was in conventional tilled, continuous corn, and it didn't matter how much manure they put on, they just couldn't keep the soil organic around. But that's in full tillage. That's in a monoculture crop with really only a plant growing on that field for about 4 months out of the year. And now we have no-till, which helps carbon sequestration. We can do cover crops, which helps carbon sequestration. We can incorporate grazing into the system, which helps carbon sequestration. We can inoculate with mycorrhizal fungi and microbes, which helps. No one had ever looked at combining all those practices together. And I work with a lot of people who have combined those processes together. And I've done it on my personal farm when I started this process. I had 1.9% organic matter. I'm now sitting at about 4% organic matter 15 years later. And I have sequestered about 20 tons per acre of CO2, if I've done my math correctly, on every acre of my farm.